The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
At the start of a new week, Harley Carnes, welcome to the program again.
Thank you, Chris.
This deadly warehouse fire in Oakland, California, and the death toll will obviously rise, won't it?
Well, it will. It's already up to 30. It'll probably take another day or two before they can even get through all of the debris and find out how many other bodies may be in there. This was one very strange converted warehouse in Oakland, California. It sounds like something from one of those post-apocalyptic TV movie things. Could be a set for it. I mean, there were very few exits. There were a rickety kind of a makeshift staircase. There were piles of driftwood. Electrical cords all over the place because they stole the electricity from neighbors. There were five recreational vehicles parked on the first floor and other places that people used as living spaces. The second floor is where there was the concert that was underway, this party that drew more than 100 people. If people didn't know their way in and out, it would take some time for them to do it. So imagine what the fire department is faced with now, trying to figure out how many bodies there may be there.
Gruesome stuff, gruesome stuff. Gun owner groups looking for better times under Trump?
Well, that's for sure. I mean, because Donald Trump had a kind of full-throated support for the Second Amendment during the campaign, and so there's a laundry list of things that the gun lobby would like to see happen, because gun owners are saying, look, we've passed background checks. We're the honest folk. Don't make it hard for us. Make it hard for the criminals. Nobody has an argument about that. And so they're expecting that under Trump, they may be able to do things like require that all states recognize a carry permit. Right now, that's not necessarily the case. Although that'll be difficult because the same people who support that tend to support states' rights, and you would normally want to take that away from states, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be complicated, but the bottom line is they're expecting that they'll have a lot bigger friend, a much better friend in the White House, Donald Trump, than they've had in Barack Obama, certainly, who's pretty clearly opposed to gun ownership, pretty much.
And the annual tradition of skiing Santas for charity. Love this.
Yeah, this is in Maine, and they're, Santa Clauses dressed in all kinds of, jolly red suits, and they hit the ski slopes today. About 180 of them participating in this fundraising event. It's hosted by a group called Sunday River. They tackled them pretty challenging terrain. I mean, they're not just the bunny slopes. And a few tumbled, of course. Nobody was hurt. Of course, you go wearing a Santa suit, it's like wearing a football uniform. You're not going to get hurt. But they raise thousands of dollars every year for charity, and it's a lot of fun watching Santa come tumbling down the hills.
Great stuff. Long as their beard stays on. Fantastic. Thank you, Harley.
Thanks. I'll see you later.